Hi everyone, this is Peggy Richardson again from wizardofebooks.com, and I've just noticed it's been quite some time since I've used Audioboo as a platform for podcasting, and in fact they've made several changes both to the interface and to the way Audioboo performs, so I thought I'd just do a quick update here to let you know some of these changes. For one thing, the widget that displays on your website is much improved. It's a really attractive widget now. It controls way more podcasts than it used to. It's a little more intuitive for use for new users. And although the code is a bit longer, I think it has a beautiful look, a really nice clean interface. In addition, it appears that the Android app has been also dramatically improved. The last time I made an attempt to do an Audioboo was sometime around September, October of 2011, and it kept crashing on me, unfortunately, but now I'm seeing that app is performing beautifully. A recent update has completely eliminated that problem, and that means that a lot of the recordings that I was doing on my phone, I can now resume on Audioboo. Fantastic. If you're not familiar with Audioboo, let me just give you a little bit of highlights about some of the major features. For one thing, if you're the kind of person who just wants to do some fast interviews, man on the street type of stuff, things that are less than 5 minutes, this really is your best choice because A, it's free. There is no monthly cost, there is no hosting fee, there is no software fee. As I said, the application is available for your phone, Android, iPhone, and I believe Nokia has a version of the software now as well. And essentially what you do is open it up, press record, and I find that using my phone as a recording device actually works remarkably well. The sound quality is fantastic. In fact, in some cases, it's actually better than me setting up my big microphone and doing a proper podcast, quote unquote proper podcast, from at my large computer in the office, because the microphone on the phone is designed to eliminate things like wind, external noise, and so on. And it's actually quite crisp, the sound that comes out of it. In fact, you can listen to a recording that's almost a year old, I'm ashamed to admit, just prior to this recording. If you look down one slot in this little widget on my website, you'll see it's titled eBooks 101, August 5th. And you'll see that one was recorded on my phone. You can listen to that audio quality. It's actually, I think, pretty good. Not to mention the convenience factor of just being able to whip out my phone and boom, I'm doing an interview with someone. Another one of the major obstacles for my clients, at least that I've observed with podcasting, is they are afraid of the editing portion. They can record, you know, they're cool, they can talk, it's just audio, so there's not as much, I guess, nerve as involved with video. But then once they've made the raw recording, a lot of people really struggle to find the time or the tech to do the editing and to smooth it all out and get it uploaded. The beauty of Audioboo is that it does that within seconds of you finishing and pushing the stop button on your recording. It automatically uploads it using your telephone or via the web on your computer and uploads it immediately to your Audioboo account. This means that literally within a minute, or maybe a bit more for a long recording, within a minute, your podcast appears on your website and people can listen to it right away. Huge, massive advantage over the old way of recording. There is no editing. There is no editing, period. There is no uploading. There is no dealing with a failed upload. There is no promising it to be up by a certain time and it's not. Any 5 minute or less podcast can be up there for free within moments, possibly, of recording it live. So great for events, trade shows, interviews that you do with people that you happen to meet up, impromptu, unplanned, whatever. Very low tech, perfect for the person who just knows how to use their phone and that's it. And of course, if you're integrating it with WordPress, as I do, the widget is very, very easy to use. So there's no work involved. It's just easy peasy. Anyway, hope this has been helpful for those of you. I'll do another recording immediately after this, and we'll talk about my upcoming class in August in 2012 in Vancouver at Simon Fraser. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.